Any cool plans?
Nothing cool. Just gonna go back to Oklahoma, continue the rehab process. Just get ready for training camp. Come in as strong as possible. But at the same time, I'm just excited to go home and kind of enjoy a little bit of a downtime before we really get going.
Did you get a chance to accomplish everything you wanted to in the OTAs?
I think so. I was really happy with everything that went on during the OTAs. A big part of it for me was obviously physically getting back out onto the field, seeing how my knee reacted. It's been fantastic. We were actually able to do a little more than we anticipated. So that's very positive. And then, this week to actually practice twice, get a little more comfortable out there. At the tough kind of going once a week, but to get out there today probably felt the best it's felt all OTAs, and just really looking to build on that.
So, Sam, this was the first day that you did, the first week that you did two practices?
The first week I did two, but the Monday session was really limited. It was just 7-on-7, about 8 reps. So, this was the first week that I've done two and really gone pretty much the entire OTA.
You look pretty nimble out there. Did it feel, look pretty good? Or?
Yeah, I feel really good. Obviously, I think part of it's, just building up the endurance in my legs. I could kind of feel a little bit of fatigue today, but, I think that's normal, just not having been out here, practicing like that. So that's really what I'm going to work on during this five-week break.
Since the surgery, have you been able to leave St. Louis much?
I haven't. That's why.
Not once?
I've left a few times, for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Reg gave us a week off. I don't even remember when it was. Memorial Day, we got the week off, but other than that, I haven't been home much, so I'm really looking forward to a nice little break here.
Will you play some golf?
I'm sure I will. Actually be on the course tomorrow. I don't know.
Sam, you were on your way to a really good statistical season last year before you got hurt, but it didn't work out because of the injury. Do you think skill set wise you're as good as anybody in the league?
I think every quarterback has that mindset. I think you have to believe in yourself and you have to be confident. And, I'm confident in all my abilities. I don't try to compare myself to anyone. You guys do a great job of that. But, I believe in everything that I do to get myself ready to go play. And I'm confident that when I step on the field on Sunday that I can help us win.
This offense, at the beginning of last year, it was more of a pass-happy offense than Zach caught fires. It was more of a ground attack. How do you see the balance now with you healthy and the way they're going to run this thing?
I think that's kind of yet to be determined, but I think we are going to be balanced. I think you're going to see us run the football. We're going to pound it at people until they can stop it, utilize the play action, really push the ball down the field when we do throw the ball. But at the same time, if people are loading the box and they want to stop the run, we're not going to be scared to drop back and throw it.
You're pretty young to be going through all the scrutiny you have gone through in St. Louis. What is that like?
To be honest, I just don't pay attention to any of it. Don't read the paper, don't listen to the radio, don't watch the news. So I'm focused on what I do here in this building. I know the preparation and the time I put in. I know I'm doing the right things. Maybe it hasn't paid off yet and we haven't taken that next step, but I know that what I'm doing, it's a process. Just be patient. I think, this year, we're going to take that next step.
So when you're in the car, do you just not listen to sports talk? Or?
Absolutely not. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure you guys are really good at it, but I choose to listen to music when I'm in the car.
Sam, this might be an understatement.
Couple boy guy.
This might be an understatement, but how important was it to be out here during this time as opposed to potentially having to go cold into training camp?
Oh, it was huge to be out here. Especially, at the beginning of the OTAs, I really expected to just be doing 7-on-7, but to be able to get out there, obviously Fish slowed the pass rush down a little bit to be out there and get some of the team reps in the different periods. That's huge just because, we talked about it yesterday in a team meeting, but, with the way the new CBA is, I think we've only got like 19 practices before game week starts, and that's not a lot of time to get back onto the field. So to actually be out here and to get to rep some of the things, some of the new things that we've put in, I think that was really big.
You brought several players to Oklahoma late, and I think not long before camp since you've been here. Are you doing that this year in conjunction with your camp? Or
just watch Twitter. You guys might see something on Twitter.
You don't have a Twitter.
The Rams have a Twitter, though. I think they do a pretty good job of keeping it posted. But, we got something in the works right now.
What kind of music do you listen to relax?
Oh, I listen to everything. Just kind of depends on what mood I'm in, you know. A lot of country, pretty mellow stuff. But I'll throw on some rock every now and then. Just kind of depends.
How's it been with Sean?
Oh, it's been great getting to know Sean. Obviously, you know, he's got a lot of experience in this league. You know, very similar to Kellen in the fact that, you know, he's very knowledgeable about the game. So, you know, he's been a great sounding board just as far as, you know, bouncing ideas off. You know, there's some things that we've put in this offseason that, you know, are new to me, but he's ran before. And so to have that experience and be able to ask him questions about the read and different coverages, you know, he's been really helpful.